You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
You know, I think you could hear a little bit of that redneck twang in my voice because I was in Orlando and talking to people in Georgia all week, too. But, you know, I just love my hometown of Miami. And before I get any further, I'm really been born in, I was really from North Miami Beach, Aventura Hospital. My mom's up in ICU at Aventura Hospital. I want to thank all the folks at Aventura Hospital, Andrea, Stanley, Ina, and I want to thank my good buddy Howard who stood in for me. And while I'm at it, I want to give a shout out to all the folks at the DaVita Dialysis Clinic over there by the University of Miami, the people that keep my wife feeling as peachy keen as she possibly can. That we're back here with all my good friends here from Raceall. We got Josh Young, he's the founder and CEO. We got Manny Huerta, he's their top producer. And in a little while, we're going to have Phil Rosen coming. He's a shareholder at Becker and Polyakov. And we're going to talk about what happened at the ICSC. Hey, guys, were you at the ICSC?
As a matter of fact, we were at the ICSC.
Well, tell me about your experience there.
Let me tell you, that's our third ICSC show. We went to the national show in Vegas a couple of months ago.
You're making me feel old. It was my 30th.
Yeah.
30th.
Well, our company's brand new, so our third is that's a lot for us.
That's pretty darn good to me.
But yeah,
high five to you.
Thank you.
All right.
It was awesome, Jim. We were so busy. I looked around. I didn't see another booth that was as busy as ours.
You were the guys that were taking the numbers with the little deli machine. Was that you?
It looked like that. Yeah. It was amazing to watch the eyes light up from either borrowers. We had lenders. We had developers that were putting their deals in our system and running a demo, and their eyes were just lighting up. Like, I cannot believe this thing exists. This is going to make my life so much easier. And it was just great. We probably came home with a couple hundred million dollars worth of deals, one way or the other, that would come to us from different folks. So it was an incredible success. We love that show. The ICSC is great.
So then let's say I'm a developer. I saw you. I got all excited about getting on your platform. What's next? Because I'm technophobic. Not really, but I'm saying that for purposes of discussion.
Well, you don't necessarily have to put it through the platform. We can take you offline. We can pair you up. We pair every single customer that comes into our platform with an experienced loan advisor. You get your own team. We do the underwriting. We do the pro formas for you. We take you from A to Z all the way to closing. So it's a full service platform that's built with a technology solution.
You know, once I walked into a meeting with a whole bunch of, I'll just call it this, analog brokers, and I was holding up one of your flyers that I had gotten from the CCIMs. You know, CCIMs are one of our sponsors, too.
That's right. Shout out to CCIM. We love them.
Awesome,
hey,
awesome
Frank.
Group.
Hey, Frank. Hey, Brett. Hey, guys. You know, my favorite thing of all time is Sandra Goldstein's segment, but that's a story for another day. So, and I came back and I said, guys, you're all obsolete. They gave me a blank stare. They didn't understand. What are you doing that's taken all of the stuff that's been so problematic about doing loans and making it easy?
Well, for one, we're actually working with quite a few CCIM members. In fact, three or four that you just mentioned, like Frank and Britt's been great. And
Shout out alert.
And Danny and some of the rest of the guys.
Oh, Danny, I don't want to give Danny a shout out.
He gets enough shout outs, right?
But he's here. He dominates. I can't get a word in.
Isabel Fine also.
I love Isabel. Yeah, she is great. Muy fina. See?
She is terrific. We've been working with them and getting their listings pre-approved and getting terms for them from multiple options so they can have a financing solution already set forth in the deal.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So it's not like, here's my promise about what your leveraged return is. Here's my leveraged return if you're something like this. That's awesome.
That's right.
Manny, is that productive? Is that helping you get business?
Very much so. We have clients that have realtors or CCIMs that have listings that they include our term sheets and our finance proposal in their packaging when they go out and see a buyer.
Wow, Josh, did you think this was going to take off this way this fast?
No, I've been...
You're supposed to say yes. You're the founder.
Well, it's... We literally.
You're an entrepreneur.
We've been around for 8 months, and this company is growing at a pace.
Only
that
eight
is,
months? Yeah. I thought it was like 3 years.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
This is... It's insane. We're so privileged and honored to have the ability to work with the CCIM folks, and really, we've seen people come from all over the country that come to us and say, this is a solution that is a long time coming, and so we feel real proud about what we've built so far. We're in the first inning of this thing, and we're looking forward to working with them across the country, really. But, you know, our roots are here in Miami, Florida. I'm born and raised here. Manny's
which high school?
Palmetto.
All right, NMB. Manny?
St. Brendan's High School.
Who loves you, baby?
So our roots
private
are here.
School, dude.
And
First graduating class also.
Oh, yeah. Make me feel real young. Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm probably as old as you are, Jim.
No, 1920s when you graduate.
I give a shout out to my kids who are going to be third. My son Jack and my daughter Brooke are probably listening at home, and they'll be third generation.
What was that music thing you were talking about? Just tell them a shout out on that, too. Phil got all excited.
Oh, Musical.ly, yeah. That's another app. Another technology solution for the kids.
But. You're so techno. Now we were talking a bit before your platform's expanding. The borrowers are there. The lenders are there. What's missing is the human element. What are the opportunities with you again with the human element? Because I think a lot of people would like to hear that maybe you're feeling like they want to get on the train with you.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in the brokerage business, whether you're an underwriter, analyst, or you're a producer, give us a call.
How about bankers?
We love bankers. Manny's an ex-banker. I'm an ex-banker. A lot of us
are
ex-bankers.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we love bankers. You know, certainly if you're frustrated, we actually talked with a guy that we're in discussions with right now. He was saying that his group had $80 million in deals that came to him
He originated, but he couldn't close them. He got them all the way to committee, and committee said no mas.
That's right. He only did 30 out of the 80. He left $50 million in deals on the table. So he's coming over here and said, I can do all 80 through your platform because I don't have one credit officer at one bank with one loan program. I have every credit officer at every bank at every loan program across the state.
Oh, my God. I'm getting excited. If I wasn't so cold in here, I think I'd be sweating bullets now. I'd be so excited. Now, how do people get a hold of you again?
They can find us at raisal.com. That's R-A-I-S-A-L. It's the same as appraisal.com. So just raisal.com. You can email me at josh@raisal.com, or you can call us at 855-407-LOAN.
Now, that's a good thing that you brought up, appraisals. How do you get the third parties figured out here?
Well, as you know, Jim, the appraisal side is very much controlled by the lender. In some cases, we can accelerate those things and order third-party reports like environmentals and appraisals, but largely that's handled by the lender. What we're doing is we're teeing it up. We're framing it up, getting it to the right lender, getting terms pre-negotiated so you don't have to do that later, and accelerating that process so you can get to the underwriting, to the closing, to the appraisal. You know, that part is somewhat out of our hands, but if you can accelerate the other piece, which we're doing, we're taking from what normally takes about 3 weeks, we do it in about 3 minutes.
You know, back in the day when there was really no computers, and then they got the little compactor with the screen was like that big. I forgot where I was going with that. Well, those were the old days. These are the new days. It seems to me like things are moving really fast and that people need to take advantage of the technology. How did you come up with this idea? Thank you. What problem are you solving?
There you go. Well, let's think about banking, right? Online banking. People don't go to branches anymore. They're using online banking. They're using their phones. Let's look at the travel industry. Everyone's going online to Orbitz, Travelocity, what have you, to get their travel. Insurance, car insurance, home insurance, payroll, taxes, you name it. There's a variety of these financial services that are moving online. Crowdfunding got real popular the last couple of years, but really the banks have shown, hey, if you want the lowest possible rates and best possible terms, you better come into the banks.
Certainty of execution?
Absolutely. Certainty of execution and getting the deal done on a variety of different channels. That's what we solved. We saw the opportunity. We hopped on it, and we're crushing it. Quite frankly.
Tell me about the most complicated deal that you've got. No names, nothing like that. We don't want to violate any confidentialities, but tell me about something really interesting that you got that people could sink their teeth into. You got 10 seconds. I'm kidding. We got time. Go ahead.
Well, we're doing a complex garage deal here in Miami. Parking garage deal. We've done a variety of different multifamily deals, apartment buildings, large and small, from a couple of million dollars to $20 million. We have a deal in the Virgin Islands that we're working on.
Ooh, I got one. Ooh.
Which is kind of interesting. We've done shopping centers. We've done office buildings.
Only cash flow, or can you do construction financing? Oh, I talked about
definitely.
That. That's a dirty
definitely
word, construction financing for most people. So you can get construction financing
yes,
down?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my
yes,
gosh,
sir.
Manny, how come we're not talking more often?
I don't know.
Well, we're going to talk tomorrow.
We need to.
Habla conmigo, señor.
Let me tell you, Jim. That's
about it for me.
The bulk of the opportunities that we saw at the ICSC show were new construction deals. There's no shortage of new construction opportunities out there. Manny is actually the best I've ever seen, and he is my colleague here. But I've seen him underwrite some deals, and he is an amazing asset to you. Regardless of whether you do the loan, the guy knows what he's doing.
See, the most important part I think right now is to know who's in the market and who's not in the market. I won't mention any names, but I talk to some of these owners and go, well, we're full up on construction until we get some payoffs. And I go, well, how are you going to do business? And the way to really do it is to go to a matrix like you guys provide, the matrix of commercial lending. I want money for that.
That's right. I like it. Thank you.
We pay referral fees, Jim.
No, I'm talking about the ad thing I came up with, and people heard me. They know where you heard it.
That's right. Well, you know, Phil and I were talking in the green room beforehand, and, you know, mentioning, I won't mention the bank, but one bank shut off their multifamily lending. And you wouldn't know that unless you went and pitched them a deal. But we
down the road, probably, because the loan officer said, oh, yeah, I can get that done.
That's right. And they're not knowing. So we have not just one bank or one lender. You know, we have every major program, every bank, you can name it. They're in our platform.
Juanita, how much more time do I have? All right, she's giving me the single finger. So what I want you to do, I know you're looking to hire people too. So please, how do people get a hold of you? Maybe you can stick around a little. We can maybe back channel here on some of Philip's stuff since you were at the ICSE too.
Well, you can email me at josh@raisel.com. You can find us at raisel.com, or you can just Google commercial mortgage marketplace. You will find us at the top of the list. You can also call us at 855-407-LOAN. We are hiring. We're hiring bankers, analysts, underwriters, marketing people, developers. We're also looking for technology guys. So if you're a software developer, website developer, you're looking for the hottest fintech company in Florida, we are it. It's raisel.com. Hope to hear from you.
That was just awesome. I'm so glad you guys came on the show. I had
Thank
fun.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I had fun. I learned something I could use right away. It can make a lot of people's days better if they come in, they get on the train with you guys. They don't feel like they're being left behind by the economy. This is great. Please stick with us. We're going to talk with Phil Rosen. He's the partner shareholder at Becker & Pauley Coffee. He closes a bunch of loans. We'll talk about what he's doing, how he's doing it, what he saw at the ICSE. Stick with us. We're going to have our race out, guys. We're going to have Wanda. And hey, I may even have something to say too. So that means, oh, the phone's ringing. The deals are coming. Back after this.